It's difficult to make money in science. In fact, it's often difficult to get enough money even to study science or conduct further research. But volcanologist Dr. Ben Beekmans has found a way to help. He founded EcoScience in Tanzania. EcoScience combines a science centre and a luxury lodge. And, as operations manager Helen Wallert explains, it's a unique concept.
The luxury lodge pays for the science centre. I mean, most of the universities have a limited budget to do field research or to send their students anywhere. So we have to have very attractive rates for those people. And actually, the lodge is kind of financing the science part of the concept.
When you come to the lodge, it's spread out over quite a large area, so everybody gets, you know, a view and doesn't feel like they're on top of each other. So talk me through what's actually here on the land.
We have a main building, which is our main lounge and restaurant, which is quite a large structure, which is built in concrete, following a design from a Spanish architect, Mrs. Villa Gomez, who created this, taking as an example the Maasai traditional housing, but giving it a very modern and minimalist twist. So it's a place which is quite open to the outside. We have a very large terrace, so it's open on both ways, so you don't feel at all like you are inside, more like an open to the outside architecture. So this is where we serve the meals, and we have a bar area and lounge area for the guests who are staying in what we call our luxury room, and we have 6 luxury rooms. They are spread, as you say, on one line, so we ensure that everybody has the same beautiful view on the plain, which are just across of us, looking at Burunge Hill and the Tarangire Plains. Each of those bungalows are also on that same type of architecture, looking like traditional Maasai housing. But each of them have a double bed, a bathroom, a dressing area, a desk area, and quite a large terrace with 2 big armchairs and a small table so people can enjoy a drink outside. We have a minimum of 50 meters between each of the bungalows, which ensure privacy. And we have trees, so actually you don't see people who are sitting on the next terrace, which is quite nice. And then we also have, on the other side of the property, we have a big tent, which is actually a lounge and restaurant tent as well, but where normally we are welcoming the scientists and the researchers and the students. We are also renting that space, the tent space. We have 8 tents. We are also renting that space to tourists who would like to stay in tent instead of staying in a luxury room. Of course, that kind of accommodation is a bit cheaper than the luxury room. And we have, so I said, 8 tents, and each of them are 60 square meters, which is quite spacious. And all of them also have a small terrace where people can sit outside. And they have also desk area. So it's quite a nice combination. And also all the tents are spread on one line, so everybody has also a nice view on the property.
So from a tourist perspective, or even from a scientific perspective, what are the advantages of coming to somewhere like this and thinking in terms of your location?
EcoScience is set outside Tarangire National Park, and we have the chance to have a very wide plain just across of us, and we can access that plain without going into the park, which means we don't have to pay the daily permit for the park. So it's saving some money to the tourist or the researcher. And in that plain, you have very good chance to see giraffes, elephants, zebra, antelopes, even lions if they are around. We have some, we don't see them every day, but you don't see them every day in the park neither. So it's quite a nice area actually where people can go to without being within the national park boundary, which means also you can drive off-road. I mean, you don't have to stick to the track. You can just drive and get close to the animal, which is quite nice for people. And also when we have researchers, we try to ask them, you know, what is the purpose of their research. We had just a guest not long ago who is a specialist on beetles and who was looking to find beetles in elephant dung and to try to make a listing of all the different kinds of beetles that exist in this area. And he was very happy to be able to do this outside the park. And we tried to find for him, talking with the rangers and talking with the Maasai people around, the really nice spots where he was sure to find what he was looking for. So when we have guests who are scientists or researchers with a special interest, we always try to do our homework and to provide them with the necessary information so that they know where they should go, where they can see the appropriate things they are looking for. And this is also, we feel, part of our job, which I think most of the lodges don't do. they don't go so far to try to please their customers if they are not the standard tourist customer.
That's Helen Wallert of EcoScience Science Centre and Luxury Lodge. For more information, see ecoscience.co.tz.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.